Okay, welcome to another episode with M6. And I've got a guest on today, Zay.
What's going on, guys?
All right, Zay. Well, we're going to talk a little bit today about what everyone's talking about, Mr. Jussie Smollett. So, you know, just to recap, we know that Mr. Smollett made a report saying that he was attacked and he was riddled with homophobic and racial slurs, and that he had a noose put around his neck and that he was a victim of hate crime. And that was, what, 3 weeks or so ago? Maybe actually almost a month ago now. And now he just got indicted a few days ago, arrested, mugshot, booked for having lied, allegedly lied, and set up this whole attack with a couple of friends, paid them $3,500 to stage the whole thing, and I don't know. People are feeling lots of stuff. Yeah. What do you got for me?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't do a lot of research on it, but I did read into it, and of course, the media is going to, you know, provide that for me regardless of whether I want it or not. But where it gets a little murky is where was he, or how was he determined that, or where was it determined that he was a victim? What would turn into a victim into a, oh, this is what I decided to set up?
If that makes sense. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, it's over the course of a month. So, you know, based on the news reports, when it first came out, everyone was on his side. They were, you know, outraged, and how could someone do this to, you know, and we just really, everyone was pretty unified about this is not okay. I mean, nobody was thinking anything except that this is not okay. But over time, evidently, reports now have come out through the weeks that many of the police officers were skeptical about what was going on based on a couple of facts. One, that, you know, he had a noose around his neck, and 40 minutes later, the noose was still around his neck. And they found that to be a little bit odd that he didn't take the noose off of his neck. And then, you know, some other things, there were no surveillance cameras in all the places he said he was. None of the surveillance cameras showed that. So there was no video proof saying he was where he said he was, despite the fact that the cameras were looked at and we saw things, just not him and not the incident. So it started being a little bit
fishy.
Yeah. And then when the two men came forward, they said, hey, you know, this guy, he paid us. We know him. One worked with him on set of Empire. One of them was a...
So they've told him that they said it was a setup.
Yes, the two men, okay. when they were questioned,
they said it was a setup.
Through much questioning, it came forward that,
okay, so they did their job and they figured it out and they kind of put pieces together, and that's kind of what it was. I know, like, for some people, they think it's a conspiracy of that being true as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's going to be, you know, people are people, so they're going to, you know, I don't know, I think he is, you know, still innocent and all this.
He is proclaiming his innocence still to this day. He has not admitted that, in fact, that's what happened, even though the two brothers are saying that's what happened. But the only people found on surveillance were the two brothers. So Smollett was not even on any of the cameras anywhere, even where the incident took place. There's no record of him ever being in any of the places, but only the two brothers.
But it's kind of funny. It's kind of like... A lot of the stuff that goes on, we have Trayvon Martin that happened, you know, a while ago. You know, rest in peace to Trayvon, and all, you know, just, you know, hearts go out to their families and things like that. But that's a prime example. It's just nobody knows. Like, okay, so he said this and he said that. And it's all off of basically what we can do, basically what the cops can do, what they can get from people.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, so where is... There's never any, oh, here's a video of this when this murder happens. Or even with the girl in Chicago, that incident. Oh, here's a video. And there was things and there were small things, but you never got a, here's what happened or here's what didn't happen.
And unfortunately, with crime.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you can't. You just can't. You just have to, you're only given what the pieces are given to you. So,
Have investigators who work tirelessly to pull clues from everywhere, DNA and, you know, little pieces from the crime scene. And then there's circumstantial. I mean, a lot of things, you don't have physical evidence, but what you do is you put together a timeline. So going by the cameras, hundreds of cameras, they put together the cameras and the timeline. And basically you can walk through the cameras and see the person moving through mm-hmm. town, according yeah. to where they were.
Yeah.
So there's no backup for all the things that he's saying. And so at this point, he's being proven
not...
Like something
doesn't hold water. Whatever he's saying is not holding water.
It's not holding water.
If that's what you want.
So they basically had enough information to arrest him and charge him for filing.
So obviously, it was a substantial amount of information.
There was something there
in some direction there because he's yeah, that makes sense.
Definitely. And so you know, as it is now, everyone is innocent until proven guilty.
Yep.
So I'm certainly not going to say he's automatically guilty because they need to prove their case.
Yep.
Which it looks like they've got some evidence to start to prove the case, but, you know, if Mr. Smollett comes up with some more information or somehow back his claim, there may be more to it as it unfolds. Mm, we yeah, only know yeah. what we know.
Exactly.
We know right now there's enough circumstantial evidence to say, we can't say for sure if this really happened. Whereas a month ago when he said, I was attacked, nobody did anything except work to find the attackers. Nobody was questioning
I know.
That's he said.
That's just not right. If the case is that it's all a hoax, it's just not okay for that to be taken care of in that manner.
Right.
To where you're making people work and you're making people, you know, work for you and use all the resources possible. And you got people like Ellen and, you know, so I heard, and all these people are just speaking out and just holding you and making sure they have your back. And it's all fake.
Yeah.
I mean, that would just be ridiculous. So,
people
I
rushed to support him.
I
was encouraged by that. Like, we were a nation unified. Like, this man was treated badly, and that is not okay. And everybody was behind that. We're now having this division again because now
hey, like everything else.
What did you do? Why did you do that? Because now we've got a lot of people coming out saying on social media, hey, you know, I really was attacked because I'm gay, or I really was attacked because of, you know, my skin. And I've had to endure the fact that people might not believe me now. Because what are people going to say now? Are you sure you were attacked? Or are you pulling a Jussie?
Mm.
Like, what's going to happen now to people who are truly need to be taken seriously after an attack?
But, you know, I think, you know, when it boils down to it, hoping that the people and, you know, the resources, like the police officers and things like that can basically, which is tough because sometimes you're like, oh, I don't even want to waste my time anymore. But I hope they can really just take it and do the same thing they did. And if it's really where it needs to be, I think that the light will be shining where it needs to be. Okay, yeah, you're right. This is what happened. I've seen the cameras. You know, he got mugged. We saw it. Like, this is done.
Yeah,
you know,
let's not doubt the victim.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
not start that.
Yeah.
Right.
So I hope that's the case for future issues and, you know, for other people and things that happen with them. That way it's not, you know, oh, you know, that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's tough, though. When you present that issue, it's like, whoa, this is a whole other thing. We've already got issues of itself, other things.
We've
got racial issues and all other kind of crazy issues. And now it's like, oh, you could be faking this or you could be doing this. It's just, it's endless.
Yes.
It just keeps going.
And the other little challenging piece is that the whole Make America Great Again, you know, tying in the MAGA tagline saying, you know, this is Make America Great Country or whatever he said, the slur was said to him,
right,
to try to add the political piece to it. And I think that probably, you know, cast a lot of doubt on the situation because now we're dragging.
But it really
in,
divides, like you said. It really does. And I think that was the intention to divide if it's a hoax, honestly.
Which is so unfortunate.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, you know, it is what it is. So we will keep, you know, keep an eye on it as it unfolds. Of course, he's going to have his day in court, and we'll see what comes of it. At the moment, Empire has decided to take him off the last two episodes, his character Jamal, out of the Empire series for the last two episodes. So he won't see that, but we'll see what happens. Court is coming. Everyone gets their day in court. Thanks so much for coming by, Zay. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right.